Keycode New Generation Series. Level 5. Page 93. Activity 3. Look at the table below. It shows 6 reading skills to learn about and develop. Write what they are about. You can ask other people about it, use the internet or a dictionary. Listen and write the letter for the speaker who talks about each reading strategy. Speaker 1.
Identifying or understanding this is sometimes difficult. It is important to find the focus of the text, that is, what it was written for, who the target reader will be, etc. When learners get to visualize these, it will be more likely to happen. It is common that the core subject is mentioned at the beginning and then openly presented in the following paragraph. Remember, this core subject is usually mentioned in the last paragraph, but in the form of a conclusion, suggestion, solution, prediction, forecast, etc. Once you decide on what it may be, remember to look for the evidence that describes the focus of the text.
Speaker 2.
Just as the name of this strategy says, go out there and find as much as you can make use of words like what, where, why, how, when, who, etc. Just think about it, when it comes to what, you can set up your mind in finding what event, what vehicle, what house, what food, etc. Let's take where now, where, the park, in the castle, at school, abroad, etc. There must be times for doing reading in different ways, and this is not reading for comprehension, but looking through the text to find specific information or details. What house? The blue one. You see, it is specific. What house? The blue one. There are 2 tall trees outside. There are small stones and flowers at the front door, etc. You see, these are details.
Speaker 3.
Learners can make use of their current knowledge, and then they combine it with evidence they get from the texts. The next step is coming to conclusions based on what they will be reading. Learners have the opportunity to formulate questions they come up with while doing their reading, and to answer the questions. The first step is to determine what learners know about the subject and then look for evidence to support questions and answers. This is just a kind of leading path towards finding appropriate answers.
Speaker 4.
For this, it is crucial that a text is broken down into parts, and the parts into pieces. Some examples are the characters, the plot, the climax, and the setting. Once all that has been spotted, having a discussion on how they all connect is a good exercise. This is a good way to look at the text differently, and the consequence will be getting more information, which may have been not that visible. In the most positive scenario, learners will start to reflect on their opinions and change them sometimes, which at the same time is proof that comprehension is increased.
Speaker 5.
As the reading is going on, learners may follow along with some questions they think can help them spot and collect relevant information. These can be about the contents or about the author's intentions or attitudes in each paragraph. By doing this, learners will be thinking about the reading and analyzing the text deeply and thoroughly. This becomes a type of reader-text connection that leads to a better comprehension.
Speaker 6.
This may be not the most difficult, but surely is one of the most difficult to do and master. The reason for this may be the fact that there is no guide or set rules for it. It is about finding balance when selecting the right or enough amount of detail to inform or report about a text in the shortest and clearest possible way. It is important that the information included in this practice is not too much so as to avoid missing the main point and ending up with no sense writing. By practicing this, learners will work out main ideas and be able to spot and use keywords, key points, and phrases optimally.